You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Please welcome Lily Peacock for the Green Desk.
Hello, welcome to the Green Desk. I'm your host, Lily Peacock, and in studio I have Fred Kublikowski and Sophie Barclay, who is the Sustainability Manager of Splore Festival, coming up on the 17th to 19th of February.
Hi.
Hi. There you are. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's great to have you both here. I'm really excited to tackle a couple of issues today, a couple of green issues. Where shall we start? Should we start talking about Splore's sustainability front?
Should we have a little background on Splore Festival first, just in case not everyone's heard of it? So Splore's a three-day music arts festival for the whole family, based in Tapapakanga Park, with a beautiful, pristine location just 1 hour southeast of Auckland on the Firth of Thames.
Great drive down there. It's so easy.
It's
on, and those roads are so beautiful.
Yeah, it's the Pohutukawa Coast, or used to be known as the Pohutukawa Coast.
Used to be. Great, okay. So, I guess my first question maybe will go with you, Fred. Why did you want to push sustainability through the festival medium rather than other avenues?
Splore's kaupapa with sustainability goes back to its roots with its founder, Amanda Wright, who started Splore many years ago. As the event evolved into a bigger type of beast, and she became very aware of the waste and just the no good that happens to the environment, and introduced a very strong ethos of sustainability and doing it right. And so Splore's evolved, amongst other things, to sort of foster a mindful tribe of party animals, and sustainability is one of the key pillars of that. Along with sustainability, we also foster respect, understanding, and just a way of free thinking and living that not everyone gets a chance to experience in their everyday lives.
And kind of going off that, Sophie, how do you educate people to kind of continue these sustainability practices that you guys employ at Splore to bring into their everyday lives?
Education is a massive part of what my role as a sustainability manager is about, because obviously once people are on site, there's not a lot that you can do. I mean, we do a lot there in terms of how we redirect all our resources that are going on site, but education is really key. So it starts as far back as having discussions with our vendors, particularly our new vendors. This year we've been focusing a lot on educating them about glass, because we've entered into a kind of a sponsorship deal with the glass packaging forum, and it's really imperative that glass that we collect on site doesn't get broken. So we're going to try and collect that up, because glass is amazing. It's recyclable forever and ever, and you can use 95% recycled glass of the same colour to make a bottle, which is really cool. It's not like plastic, which kind of gets downgraded over time. But also we do a lot of work through sort of social media campaigns, and we really try and encourage people to make choices at the festival, but that also reflect in their own life. Like a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about has been the types of things you could avoid bringing to Splore. One example is glitter, which maybe you might want to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, we're having an interesting discussion about glitter earlier, weren't we?
Yeah, so that's a good example of the sort of education we're trying to do, where we've become aware that glitter's become more and more popular at festivals. In fact, it's almost a festival uniform, and we're expecting hundreds, if not thousands, of beautiful glittered people at Splore this year. But
The shining masses,
the sparkly masses. But it's also kind of, we've also thought about it and realised that glitter's not very different to those evil micro beads that you find in cosmetics that have been capturing all the headlines lately.
And they have been banned, or they are to be banned.
They are to be banned,
yeah. Apparently. And so having made that connection, suddenly that literally took the shine off glitter. But we've communicated that with a sort of a glitter supplier. It's actually Body FX, who are here based in Auckland. They're awesome, and they had to think about this too, and they went, shivers, that really is bad. Have now sourced an alternative, a bio glitter, which is compostable, biodegradable, safe, apparently just as shiny and fabulous as that nasty plastic aluminium stuff. But
and won't ruin the oceans.
Won't ruin the oceans and stuff up poor little fish's digestive systems. So
now, I know a lot of people probably don't understand why microbeads are bad, but basically they get into the ocean and plastic attracts pollutants and terrible nasties. They look like food to microorganisms and fish, which then eat them, but because their stomach is full, they can't eat anything more, so then they starve, these horrible deaths, and they're also poisoned from all the... Like, it's a terrible...
And then we eat the fish that have all these persistent organic pollutants, you know, and these bits of plastic, which then go into the stomach lining. I think it's also, you know, plastic and these little bits of microplastic are everywhere. That 9 out of 10 seabirds have now eaten plastic. They've done these crazy studies, and it's just,
that's unbelievable.
We don't need anything more going into the oceans.
Just to be shiny, we can do it other ways.
We're a shiny top.
There'll be glitter pimps cruising around Splore. So if you're looking,
how do you
to get
offering
the bio glitter pimp?
I think it's a very long application process.
There's a screening for that.
They'll be pushing glitter sachets. So if you do want to get pimped up with some bio glitter, you'll be able to find it on site.
I mean,
part of that, you asked about education and some of the other things that we're trying to get people to think about is like, not using glow sticks, which everybody loves a glow stick. We've all been there, but they're basically just 100% unrecyclable. And I've seen so many people, when they're partying really hard and getting crazy, like opening them up and spreading them on their skin, and it's just not good all around.
I mean, that's silly just for your skin.
It's a major skin irritant, you know, and then we like got burnt bodies in the sunshine. So there's that, and there's the whole issue of headdresses, which at Splore we feel really strongly that people should not be appropriating other people's cultures. We really want to build a culture of respect and diversity, and it's just not that nice to grab a quick sort of $5 crappy feathered headdress and whack it on, because they're really spiritually important garments in that culture, and it's just really offensive, and we kind of want to...
Yeah, it's not cool, guys. Don't wear headdresses.
And again, I wouldn't say we've banned them, but we just want to educate everyone, and so that they know what the right thing to do is in that case, and to talk to each other. And I think the education's working really well. Like, I'm quite confident that when someone misbehaves or pulls out a Native American headdress at Splore, that someone usually taps them on the shoulder and has a chat with them about it.
Because
that's the important part, isn't it? It's not, we're not allowing this and we're not having that in the festival, or this is an idea. It's like, let's talk about that. Let's change the way that you're thinking about that, and maybe you didn't know, and you know, here now you do know, and let's take that away from
Introducing positive ideas and habits and learnings, and that hopefully people will take with them beyond Splore, you know, to practice for good.
Totally. Like that. One other thing that we do really want to get out there is this whole idea of pre-cycling. So basically, once people bring whatever they've got in their cars through the gates to Splore, you can't get it out. And it's kind of encouraging people to really think about the way that we live at the moment. We live in a massive consumer society. I read a crazy statistic from the story of Stuff, which said that 99% of materials that we use in our products are thrown away within 6 months of their use. And in the last 30 years, we've used 1/3 of the planet's resources, and there's just this kind of...
In the last 30 years?
Yeah, it's kind of consumption without thought, and we all do it because it's just so easy, but there's some really simple things that you can do, like it's pretty basic, but refusing plastic bags, you know, thinking about when you buy your bread, could you buy it at a bakery's in a paper bag or take your own bag there. And I really like the idea of like unwrapping things and getting them naked, like, you know, those cucumbers that are wrapped in plastic, it drives me nuts.
It's the most bizarre thing. Or plastic wrapped bananas.
Oh,
you're like, it's all got a wrapping, it's called the skin, you know, like it comes with its own natural biology. We don't need extra wrapping on that.
I agree. I think, you know, for as a festival, for us, it's important because We have to manage all the waste that's on the site. And so we really appreciate that people bring as little throwaway matter as they can. Just bring what you're going to consume. Use reusable containers for your food. But the habit that I'd like everyone to pick up from that is that simply refuse the plastic packaging. If you have no alternative but to pick up something that's needlessly packaged in the shop, unwrap it at the shop and leave the waste at the shop. And if enough of us do that, the shops will stop doing it because
It'll become a problem for them.
They have to pay for their own waste disposal. And so, for example, if everyone that walked into
walked into
a consumer shop and pulled out all that needless polystyrene packaging and left it politely on the counter and said, could you guys please dispose of that? They would suddenly have massive, massive bins of polystyrene, and they might actually contact their suppliers or the manufacturers and say, hey, we've got a problem on our hands. Can we think of alternative ways of packaging this
stuff? I love that. That's kind of like a little rebellious act. Yeah, quiet revolution. Supermarket.
But also those styrofoam, those little styrofoam plates that you get, anything from meat to bananas to whatever.
Those horrible things.
They've actually been listed as a possible carcinogen by the US Department of Health, and they've been kind of outlawed in quite a few countries. And it freaks me out that you go to a supermarket and there is two chilies lying on that wrapped in plastic. It's like, how long has that been in there? How hot has that plastic got? Like, it's actually not good for you to eat off that stuff.
Yeah.
And if people can continue to buy things that aren't packaged in that, then they're going to, you know, buy less of it and have less of it at supermarkets.
We have buying power collectively, guys.
Absolutely. Refuse the packaging.
Refuse the packaging.
And if there really is no choice, leave it behind. Leave it at the shop.
I love that. I think I'm definitely taking
that
away.
I do that all the
today.
Time and you get quite a lot of rolled eyes, but I'm sort of like, it's your problem, not mine.
You packaged it. I just wanted the item, y'all.
Exactly.
All right. Is that a... Cool. All right, great. So we've got probably like another minute here, guys. I just wanted to touch on quickly.
The water. And the
You guys are going single-use water bottles free.
That's right. We're eliminating single-use packaged plastic water bottles from Splore this year. We won't be selling your standard water over the bars. This has been a groundswell around the world. There are cities around the world that are actually banning single-serve plastic water bottles. Plastic is, like we've said, it's a huge contributor to the waste stream and to pollution. And we think because water, really just flows freely from most taps. We're incredibly lucky in this country. We're one of the countries where it really does. You can just drink
beautiful.
All the water. And it's beautiful water. There's just no need to buy single-serve water bottles.
So you guys have teamed up with Globelet.
Globelet, that's right.
Ryan was supposed to be with us today, but unfortunately is not here. But
so Globelet
has got a reusable...
Yeah, Globelet have been supplying reusable cups to Splore. Splore picked up the initiative 4 years ago, and we've eliminated more than 55,000 single-use plastic cups from the festival every year.
Yay! Round of applause for you guys.
And Globelet is now everywhere you go, and so everyone should
be
familiar with
Globelet
cups.
Yeah, they had in Laneway, I think, had a similar thing
right,
this year.
That's right, Silo Park, most of the big festivals now. As of this year, we've got Globelet supplying us with reusable water bottles. Of course, you're welcome to bring your own. In fact, we encourage everyone to bring their own water bottle.
Or you can buy a beautiful Splore aluminium one.
If you really just want to buy a bottle of water over the bar, you'll still be able to buy one in a reusable Globelet water bottle, and that water bottle you can reuse over the weekend or have refilled and return for a deposit.
I've got a question here from a listener on the EnviroBuzz. How about more organic/vegan foods at Splore?
I'm vegan, so I would support that. But I mean, I have talked a lot to Gene about what he's got going with his vendors, and his kind of way of thinking is that he has a lot of different types of food stalls, and he's also vegan. So that's two of us in the core team. I'm kind of a bit weird, but
vegan foods catered to also we don't actually run the food stalls ourselves, so we're
so it's who approaches you that you kind of then chat to.
And then Gene, our markets manager, is actually vegan, so you can
so I guess
us.
We just
makes it,
yeah, get some people
definitely
you know what
be
used to be the Hare Krishna vegan people, because they do a great vegan $5 lunch here at university, and I am a big fan. Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Awesome.
All right, thank you guys both so much for coming in. I look forward to seeing you both at Splore.
Thank you very much.
Glit it up with the bio glitter.
Thanks, Lily.
Thank you.
That was The Green Desk. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.